Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. From 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6, we have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. Let us know what you think. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files that can be downloaded. Also, our TV programs are there that you can download and re-examine or download and look at your own leisure. We also have a host of other Bible-related materials on that website that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. For the past few months, we have been examining the question, why we're members of the Church of Christ. We've been trying to show you through the Scriptures the reasons in the Scripture why we believe the Lord's Church is the church that men need to belong to. We've been examining the subject that we began last week of the subject of faith only. And we discussed how faith is acquired. We talked about the necessity of faith, and then we discussed the teachings of James chapter 2. We want to conclude this subject this morning by showing that, yes, man is saved by faith, but only the faith that is obedient faith, faith that obeys. That's the kind of faith that saves. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. That's what the Philippian jailer was told in Acts 16:31. But when is man saved? By faith. The moment they believe, or when that faith obeys. When did the walls of Jericho fall? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to open your Bible, if you have them handy, to Hebrews chapter 11. If I had to show you one chapter in the Bible that would help you understand that Bible faith is obedient faith, it would be the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now let me give you some questions that you can find answers to in Hebrews 11. When did the walls of Jericho fall down? Hebrews 11 and 30 says that the walls of Jericho fell by faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 6 days. Read Joshua chapter 6. Was it before or after they obeyed God's instruction? Did the wall fall down before they encircled the walls and did the instructions that God gave Joshua and he gave to them? Was it before or after? Read the context. This was a test of their faith in God. Why else would we walk around stone walls over 30 feet high and believe they would tumble down? Why would men do that for 6 days and then the seventh day to do it 7 times? Yet that's what they did. And when the walls fell, they fell by faith. But how was faith demonstrated? By obedience to the instructions given through Joshua to the children of Israel. When did Noah save his house? Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Now notice, when he built the ark, not before, he demonstrated his faith when he built the ark. It's not a matter of what God can do, but whether what he will do. His faith saved him, but that faith was demonstrated through his obedience for God's design, to do exactly what God told him to do. And that's what he did. He put the floors in it. He put one door, one window, pitched it, made it out of gopher wood. When he obeyed the instruction by God, he was putting his faith into practice. And his faith saved him along with the grace of God. But you see, his faith was enacted by his obedience. Now let me give you another example. When did those who were bitten save themselves from certain death after they were mully-grubbing and they were complaining against God and God sent fiery serpents to bite them and many of them died and they prayed for God and asked for relief and Moses was told to make a brazen serpent set up on a pole and all those who looked upon the serpent, even though they were bitten, they would not die. Read the account in Numbers chapter 21. The divine way to escape death was provided by God, but it was dependent on their obedient faith. How did they demonstrate that faith in God? By looking at the serpent. That was their faith in action. And so they were saved from death by obedient faith, but that obedient faith was demonstrated by enacting God's instruction. If the faith only folks had been in these situations, what would they have done? Nothing. They would have done nothing. They would have just waited for the walls of Jericho to fall because they had faith in it. They would have expected the ark to just be built miraculously by God because they had faith God would save them in that ark. And they wouldn't have needed to look at the brazen serpent because they believed the Lord would save them. You see, to be consistent with their faith-only doctrine, they would have to do nothing. But had they not walked around the walls of Jericho, they would have never fallen. Had Noah not built the ark according to God's instructions, he never would have been saved in his household. And had those men and women not looked at the brazen serpent, they would have died. You see, their faith was dependent upon their action of obedience to God's instruction. No, they needed to walk around the walls. God would cause them to fall down. No, Noah needed to build the ark, but that ark would save him and his family. Faith in the brazen serpent, God would not have been enough. No, you needed to look at it. Who can believe it? When one is saved by their faith, faith complies with condition. Faith complies with condition. I want you to study your Bible in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch was taken because he walked with God. By faith, Noah built the ark. By faith, Abraham left his homeland. By faith, he offered Isaac. By faith, Rahab hid the spies. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea. By faith. But how was faith demonstrated, ladies and gentlemen? It was demonstrated by faithful obedience. Faithful obedience is Bible-saving faith. The only faith that can save a person is Bible-believing faith. You want more proof? In Matthew 7, Jesus himself said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father that's in heaven." You see, it takes us doing something. The something is following God's instruction. That is a demonstration of our obedient faith. Saving faith, the only kind of faith that's known in the Bible. Justification is ascribed to several things besides faith. Those who teach and propagate faith only, what are they going to do about these other agents that the Bible says is also necessary in man's salvation? The New Testament ascribes justification to several different things. By his grace, Romans 3:24 says, "By his grace we are saved." By Jesus Christ himself, Acts 13:39. We're justified by his blood, in Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. We are saved in the name of the Lord by his authority, 1 Corinthians 6:11. We're justified by faith, according to Romans 5 verse 1 that we examined last week. What man is justified, according to what we read in James 2:24. Grace is a motive agent. Christ is a ready agent. The blood is a procurable agent. The authority of Christ is an immediate agent. And man's faith is a human basic agent. And man's work is human active agent. His activity is following God's instruction. Thus, the lost in sin are justified by grace, by Christ, by blood, by authority of Christ, by faith, and by works given to them by God. Which one can we leave out and still have man's salvation? Which ones are optional? You tell me, ladies and gentlemen, which one of these things can you leave out and still obtain salvation? Therefore, our faith is one element, but not the only element. All work together for one purpose, and that is man's salvation. Is faith necessary? We're not arguing the point. The Bible's clear. Faith is necessary in order to be saved. We would just have to look at Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible. Yes, you have to have faith. But the question before us is faith alone enough to save men? The majority of people would tell you that it is. But the Bible clearly teaches that faith in God is demonstrated by active obedience. Bible faith is obedient faith. One must be obedient to God's instruction in order to obtain the benefit that God has promised him. And this morning we looked at several examples from Hebrews chapter 11, when we looked at the walls of Jericho, when we looked at Isaac being offered on the altar, when we looked at Abraham leaving his homeland, Noah building the ark, and then we looked at Numbers 21 at the brazen serpent. You see, all those things demonstrate faith in action by them performing the instruction and complying with the instruction that they were given by God. You see, faith working along with works. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what you and I need to come to grips with is, why do so many take the position that man is saved by faith alone? Well, many of them cling to John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Notice, the key is believing on him should have everlasting life. But what does believing on him require? Believing on him requires that we do the things that he instructs us to do, that we have the ability to do, and God expects us to do that in order that we demonstrate our faith and our belief in him to do what he says he will do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would study your Bible very carefully, here is something you would see. God has never done for man what man is able to do for himself. What man couldn't do for himself, God stepped in and did. Man couldn't pay for his sin, so he sent his son to die upon a cross to give his life as a ransom for many and to pay the price of sin that man might have a remedy for sin. Man couldn't pay for his sin. He was a sinner. All men have committed sin, Romans 3:23. That sin resulted in death, Romans 6:23. And so what man couldn't do, God provided by the death of his son. But what man can do, what God demands of him, God expects him to do. When the children of Israel were given life and when they were made his people, he told them that he would bless them, he would give them a land, and they would prosper if they were obedient, if they were faithful. And if they were unfaithful, God said he would take the land away from them, he would destroy them, and he would give it back to their enemies, and they would lose their inheritance. That's exactly what happened. Why did they lose their inheritance? Because they became unfaithful. Their unfaithfulness was demonstrated in failure to obey the law that God gave them to live under. Therefore, they lost their inheritance and their relationship with God through sin by disobedience and not following God's instruction. And so in conclusion this morning, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of faith do you have? Do you have Bible-believing faith, or do you have faith that could be described as mental assent? Oh, you believe in God. You believe in the Son. You believe that he lived, died, and was buried, and was resurrected, and he's in heaven. You believe those facts, but do you have Bible-believing faith by following the instruction that God left for you in order to save you? That's the question you need to ponder. Please study again Hebrews chapter 11 and James chapter 2. Please, ladies and gentlemen, examine those two chapters. Read them carefully. And then ask yourself this question again. Do you have Bible faith, or do you have another type? Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day morning.